Okay, Ned, go for it.
Hi, this is two guys and a girl, and we'd like to sing a little song about Texaco gasoline.
Hold it a minute, Ned. Fred, can you hear Ned on your phone?
Oh, I can hear him. I just don't understand him.
What don't you understand?
How can one guy be two guys and a girl?
Well, that's what he does. He sounds like two guys and a girl.
Well, can he sing that this is Texaco's new System 3 gasoline?
I think so.
Can he sing that new System 3 gives you more power from every octane?
Well, sure he can.
And he has to sing that Texaco's new System 3 helps keep new cars running like new.
Well, he can do that.
And it can help restore performance to older cars.
He'll take a whack at it.
Can he rhyme something with octane?
Ned, can you rhyme something with octane? He's scratching his head, Fred.
He's got to get across the idea that new System 3 gasoline from Texaco is really that good, honest.
Hey, I believe you, Fred.
Listen, could he sound more like two dogs and a parrot?
Two dogs and a Ned?
Hi, this is Two Dogs and a Parrot, and we'd like to sing a little song about new System 3 gasoline from Texaco.
Gee whiz, I just don't know. Why don't we break for lunch, get a fix on this thing?
You want to be back about 1:15, Two Dogs?
Texaco's new System 3 gasoline, it really is that good, honest.
All right, Candidova.
All right, there it is, fat man. The Maltese Falcon.
And you take me for a fool.
If the shoe fits.
You think I don't know what's inside the Blackbird, Sam?
You don't.
It's a bottle of Ritz soda.
Why, you...
Perhaps lemon lime, a tropical punch. You know, of course, Ritz soda comes in 14 delicious and refreshing flavors.
You think I don't know that?
Well, then, Mr. Smarty Pants, do you know this? Ritz soda is a quality product produced locally in South Florida for 25 years.
What the... How'd you find that out?
Well, so you know that Ritz soda is offered both in 12-ounce cans and convenient 16-ounce non-returnable bottles.
I gotta hand it to you, Tubby. You know everything there is to know about Ritz soda.
Especially I know it's economically priced. Ritz soda is an exceptional value to the consumer.
Quite a guy.
Now then, I'll just take my penknife and scrape away the outside of this Maltese Falcon, revealing, who knows, a Ritz soda pina colada or champagne cola. Blast you, Sam!
There's something wrong with your little scheme, heavier than most people?
There's nothing inside this bird but diamonds.
Looks like you lose.
There will be a next time.
All right, but next time you bring the Ritz soda.
Now, further adventures of Dick Tracy, brought to you by A.B. Dick, the answer to your copier problems. Dick is speaking to his secretary.
Crime and Entlys, Miss Freen, you'd think I'd be able to get one legible copy on this thing.
And after all the complex crimes you've solved, too.
There, how's that?
That is a picture of your thumb.
Gad.
I mean, you solved the case of Pruneface and the Pussycat.
Why can't we have an A.B. Dick copier? I mean, A.B. Dick has copiers that enlarge, reduce, feed, sort, stack, and staple.
Uh-huh.
There, how's that?
It's your other thumb.
Gack, what I wouldn't give for an A.B. Dick copier. They're so simple, anybody can use them without instruction.
I know.
Get A.B. Dick on the phone while I try to...
Oh, my. Now you have your tie caught in there. Your face is turning a funny color. That reminds me of the time you solved the false face case. I'll see if I can find the manual for this old machine. Don't go away.
Listen again to The Adventures of Dick Tracy, brought to you by A.B. Dick.
Mr. Fernando, we'll see you now, Mr. Brofarber.
That's far, brother.
Whatever, just knock on the door.
Jess?
Mr. Fernando, on behalf of the Laurel One Corporation, I'd like to say thank you for leasing office space from us.
You're welcome. Jess?
Mr. Fernando...
You know, your face looks familiar.
Mr. Fernando...
Have you ever had the pleasure of meeting me before?
Well, just now, sir.
It must be very exciting for you.
Mr. Fernando, we at the Laurel One Corporation know that you're pleased with your surroundings.
Oh, Jess, I'm very beautiful, just as I am very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all the Laurel properties are perfectly located to serve our clients.
What you got in the basket?
Awesome gifts, sir.
Hand them over.
Yes, sir. As I was saying, our properties are perfectly located to serve our clients, and we're happy you're one of them.
Hey, it is a very nice shower cap.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, boy, a sponge that gets bigger in water.
Yes, sir.
It says Welldecker's Drugstore on it.
Well, anyway, on behalf of the Laurel One Corporation, we'd like to thank you.
You're welcome. Jess?
Mr. Fernando?
Jess?
Grab my basket back.
Okay, Rocky, come out of the house!
Come and get me, copper.
Okay, suit yourself. It's not much of a house anyway.
Pardon me?
Let me explain do-it-yourself home remodeling to you, Rocky.
Rocky, it's your ma!
Ma? How come you're not scrubbing floors?
Don't let him explain do-it-yourself home remodeling to you, Rocky!
Why not, ma?
It's too mysterious. Let somebody who knows explain it to you.
Yeah, like who, ma?
Like the master planners. Building centers.
They know about home remodeling?
Oh, Rocky, they can help with layout and design.
Yeah?
Allied Building Centers would like to do nice things for your home.
You're not just saying that, Ma.
It's the truth, or my name isn't Ma Sweeney.
Ma who?
Ma Sweeney!
Wait a second. I'm Rocky Houlihan.
You got the wrong Rocky, Ma.
Actually, I'm kind of glad. My Rocky wouldn't be caught dead in a rat trap like that.
Don't say dead, Ma. It just gives him ideas.
Well, okay, how many elephants here?
Two, Noah.
How many rhinoceroses?
Two.
Yeah, how many rabbits?
197.
Oh, for Pete's sake, this is getting us nowhere. Huh? And did the windows get here yet?
Oh, you mean the portholes?
I don't want portholes. I want Weathershield wood windows.
You do.
And I want Lee Haven storm doors.
Why?
We'll look around. Is this a storm or what?
Well, yeah, but...
Beautify and protect with Lee Haven insulated storm doors.
Huh?
And the operative word is insulated.
Oh?
You see, Lee Haven storm doors have an injected polyurethane core and electro-galvanized steel surface to give you a door that is durable and attractive and saves you energy.
No kidding.
No kidding. And they come in six attractive styles, too.
You're the boss.
Well, you got that right. What in the name? What is that?
Well, it's a hippopotamus.
Oh, it's an ugly beast. Back to the counting. How many sheep?
Two.
How many camels?
Two.
How many rabbits did you say?
412.
Well, rats.
Two rats.
Pastissima, the ultimate in pasta, presents Pasta History.
Hey, Lenny, what do you make today?
Well, it's called a flying machine, and that's Leonardo.
Right. What's a flying machine?
Well, you get on it, you fly right through the air.
Sure you do. Where are you going
to
fly?
Well, to Amerigo.
Amerigo?
Or Vespucci Land. I'm not too sure about that.
Why are you going to fly to Amerigo?
So I can shop at Pastissima.
What's a Pastissima?
Just the ultimate in pasta, that's all.
They got a pasta there? I'm going to go with you.
They got it. Made fresh daily.
How about the sauces?
All kinds of sauces, including tomato dolce and ragu bolognese.
What won't these Amerigos think of next?
Okay, now, when I give the word, you strap these 900 pigeons on the wings, and we're off.
Well, one of us is anyway.
Think of it.
What?
Man's first flight.
You think about man's first flight.
Okay.
I'ma think about write a song about America.
A song?
Cause God bless Vespucci Land.
Oh, yeah.
Pastissima, the ultimate in pasta.
Okie dokie, Mrs. Heppelwhite, now just relax.
Oh, you're going to talk about yesterday's driving lesson, aren't you?
Well,
it's just that I've never opened a car door before, and then to have to open four of them.
Actually, we're going to talk about Texaco's new System 3 gasoline.
Oh, my.
Yep, new System 3 gives you more power from every octane.
My mercy.
It helps keep new cars running like new and can help restore performance to older cars.
Oh, that's nice.
And after that, we're going to learn about the inner workings of the glove compartment. Oh, hi, Howard.
Ralph, can you hear me? You've done it again.
Well, gee whiz.
Howard has fainted. Move away from him. The rescue team will be there in moments.
Yeah, but...
Move, Ralph, into the corner, facing away. I repeat, facing away from the entrance.
Is my breath really that bad?
I am going to answer that question with a question. Why do you think I'm in another room behind safety glass?
It's the garlic, isn't it?
Among other things.
Other things?
Many, many, many other things.
What things?
Things I don't want to talk about. How's Howard?
Green.
We have just one thing left to try.
Anything. I do so want to have a social life.
Breathless.
Breathless?
Breathless is the mouth odor eliminator.
Hey, I've done mouth odor eliminators by the gross.
Not like breathless. It's concentrated and eliminates mouth odors from food, tobacco, and alcohol.
All of which I use.
Yes.
In moderation, of course.
We'll get you some breathless. And Ralph,
yeah?
Another great thing about breathless is it's all natural.
Hard to accomplish these days.
But true. All natural and salt-free, sugar-free, and alcohol-free.
I'm saved.
Yes. Now then, the rescue team is here. When they open the door, do not, I repeat, do not speak to the...
Oh, hi, Harold. Oh, hi, Helen.